Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, welcome again this week for a wonderful episode. This is one where it's this time of year again. We're going to be talking about taxes and how to save that money. Before we do, just a reminder, be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. If you want to get the Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today ebook, go ahead and get that for free on that website. Also, be looking for events. We're going to be starting events here again next spring, so for live events. If you ever have questions, whether you're topics you want on the show, or if you're saying, Chris, I want to know what you can do in my situation, email me, chris@moneyripples.com. Today, I want to get into a topic that I know is so timely, and it's this is urgent. You know, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're listening to this soon. Now, even if this is after, this is recorded in mid-November right now, but even if this is afterwards, let's say you listen to this mid-year in some year, this still applies, this still works. Because I'll tell you, one of the biggest money leaks I find that people make, especially if they're business owners or they have a side business or are investors, some of the biggest money leaks that people have are with taxes. That's some of the biggest areas. People say, I don't know if I can cut back anywhere else. But then they forget that the money is leaking right out with taxes out of every paycheck, out of every year when they have to go and pay it. And it's just not fun, you know. And I'll tell you that, you know, the clients I've worked with on average find at least $5,000 to $10,000 a year minimum. I mean, that's typical. And see, if cash flow creates freedom, you know, think about that, $5,000 to $10,000 a year. That's anywhere from like $400 to $800 a month. And for some people, I mean, I've seen some situations where we've saved taxes that have been into the six figures. You know, I remember we had a lady that she thought she had the greatest accountant in the world, you know, and he was actually the accountant to the stars, so to speak, right? And this accountant, after we reviewed it, found out that she had overpaid in the last 3 years when we had our CPAs do a tax review. She had overpaid over $120,000 in taxes. Now, she had the accountant that some of the Hollywood actors had, but she still was overpaying. I've had a lot of people, like I've had some people in network marketing companies or direct sales companies come to me and they say, yeah, there's this accountant that they all recommend for our company. And I'm like, and there's certain companies I'm like, oh, good, because I actually know that we'll find probably at least $5,000 to $10,000, maybe even $10,000+ because they miss it every time. And it's not because people are bad. It's not because of that, but I'll tell you that most accountants are passive accountants. Most accountants, just like a guy I talked to yesterday, you know, when I referred him to our CPA, he said, you know, I had an accountant and I know he was a good guy, but he pretty much just told, you know, had me send in numbers and then he gave me a bill. And that was it. And I said, yep. And it's funny because I told him about two strategies in his situation that would send him, that will actually save him tens of thousands of dollars in the next few years, especially. And he said, he's like, wow, I could really do that? I'm like, yes, you could. And the funny thing is that I told him as I looked at him, I said, let me guess, I've taught you more just now in the last few minutes than you learned from your accountant over the last few years. He said, oh yeah, definitely. I said, there you go. And that's my goal with you guys here today, is that I want you guys to learn quite a bit in the next few minutes because I want you to be able to save that tax. Now, here's the thing. As a disclaimer, one, I am not an accountant. I'm not a CPA, nor do I ever aspire to become one. You know, I'm so grateful that there are people that love to do taxes, that love to do this kind of thing. What I'm sharing with you are just examples of typically what's worked in my situation as well as some of my clients. Typical things that people miss on their taxes that can save them thousands of dollars more each year. Now, I'll tell you, there's depending on when you listen to this, some of these tax rules, even these strategies might change. They might be different. I remember there's things I was teaching strategy-wise that had changed, you know, that now just the IRS doesn't like anymore. You know, things like, you know, rent, you know, doing a home office lease is something that has actually been targeted as a red flag for the IRS, because now they're very much more stringent on what you can do with a home office lease. Good news is there's actually another solution that I'll mention here briefly today that can replace that. But things like that, like things do change over time. Tax laws are changing each year. And so this is why, you can't just take this as advice. This is why you do need professional advice. But my whole goal is, again, to help you guys find money and to do it before the end of the year. Whenever that is for you when you're listening to this, to do this before the end of the year, not doing this after the fact, because especially those of you who are listening to this sooner than later, like towards the end of the year, you don't have any time. Because once you hit December, accountants are busy. They have a hard time scheduling you, and you might miss out on some of the biggest tax breaks that will save your tax bill huge amounts. Oh, and by the way, even if you say, well, Chris, like, I don't really make money in my business, or Chris, you know, I don't really pay taxes. Well, guess what? It is possible to get a tax return even if you don't pay taxes. So this still applies. So listen up, buckle up. Here we go. So number one, like I mentioned passive accountants. I do not want you guys going to passive accountants. Also, accountants that are telling you to buy IRAs or 401ks and things like that so you can save on tax are not the accountant for you. Because they're usually telling you that because it saves you tax today, but you still have to pay tax tomorrow. And the thing is, if tax rates are going up, why would you want to pay when taxes are worse in the future? And even if they say, oh, you might be in a lower tax bracket. Maybe if you're retiring tomorrow. But if you are retiring at least 10 plus years from now, you know, the likelihood is you're going to be paying more in tax just because of inflation, because you're going to need to pull out more money just to live. So even if you don't need that much money today to live on compared to what you're making, you might need more tomorrow because of inflation and for years to come. And so you do not want passive accountants. You want active accountants. You want people that are actually proactive and teaching you throughout the year and preferably before the end of this year, just like I'm helping you do today, even though I'm not even an accountant. The perspective they also need to come from is very important if you can find an accountant that comes from a business owner standpoint, especially if you're a business owner or an investor. You want them to come from a different standpoint than just being an accountant. And that was another problem with the guy I spoke to yesterday, is that I could tell that his accountant is just runs numbers but doesn't really get proactive. He doesn't really look at a business. And that's actually what the business owner said. He said, you know, I felt like he didn't really understand my business. They were just spitting out numbers, and they're putting things in categories I don't think applied. They didn't understand like how my business worked. They showed me making a huge profit when that wasn't a profit because money was going here and here, but they weren't categorizing it correctly. Now, granted, you have a partnership, right? You're supposed to be the one that helps teach them this. But at the same time, I can understand that because many accountants don't come from a perspective of a business owner. Or as you've probably heard me teach before, if you've listened to enough of these podcasts, coming from a more of a steward perspective rather than a saver perspective. You won't find accountants that come from a spender perspective, which is also in scarcity. But the scarcity paradigm of being a saver, where you're supposed to hoard money, you know, pay off debt, save up everything you have, and it's very much that traditional financial standpoint, you do not want that accountant that way. So you want them to come from a steward, more of a business owner / investor perspective, which means they see the numbers. They don't tell you to just go buy something in your business just because you want to get a write-off. They're saying, no, if this makes you more money, then do it. If not, don't buy it. So I've had accountants tell some of my clients previously to work with me. They'll say, hey, maybe you should go buy that truck. You know, go buy that pickup truck over a certain weight. You'll get a write off of that truck. And so they spent $20,000 on something that they didn't even need in the business. And that's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Don't spend money just because they say you should. Now, let's talk about that. Let's get into some of these tips here. So number one, here's the one of the biggest ways that people lose money or lose opportunities to save on taxes is one, and I mentioned this with all the cash flow stuff, is tracking your money. Are you tracking it and then knowing the category? See, the thing is, especially with business write-offs, if you can justify as a business write-off, and even if you're an investor, if it's dealing with helping you as an investor, that should be a write-off. So are you writing off mileage and travel that you're doing? You know, many people don't realize that if they can do some sort of business, even if they're working a job, if you can do some sort of business along the way, point A to point B, that can help. For example, do you stop off somewhere along your way to work? You know, can you put up an advertisement or a business card on a cork board at a grocery store or something like that on your way to your job so you can write off the mileage? you know, currently mileage is at least 55 cents, you know, give or take, depending on the year. When you listen to this, it's about 55 cents a mile right now. So every mile you drive, you're writing off 55 cents on your taxes. If you drive 10,000 business miles, you're able to write off $5,500 on your taxes. That could be huge. And that's going to be a lot more than what it costs you in gasoline. Unless you drive a gas guzzler that gets 5 miles to the gallon, that's awesome. That's really good. And so find ways that when you're going to use your car, when you're traveling, find ways to write off. In fact, travel, you'll get more of a write-off. And so a lot of times I call them bizcations, you know, when I go on vacation. Can I find a way to do it? You know, for example, my family and I went to Yellowstone this last summer. Now, along that way, I said, hey, I reached out on Facebook, either to friends I knew were out there or just in general. I'm like, hey, who lives out in this area? And so I meet up with people along the way. My kids were like, why are we stopping? I'm like, hey, just want to say hi to some friends. And it was cool. There was one of my friends I hadn't talked to in years, but it was cool to be able to talk to them. And obviously they're a business owner, and we talked about some of the things that we do in our businesses and things like that. I met up with another guy that was a more recent friend. We even posted on Facebook. We got proof of it, you know, posted a picture of ourselves. And the thing is, as long as your travel has at least more than half of those days having some sort of business activity during those days, doesn't have to be the entire day, but at some point, you can write that off. And in fact, the whole thing, the travel, like the transportation, you can write off, the lodging, the food, all those kind of things you could be writing off. And that can be a very significant difference, especially because if you're doing it right, one, ideally, hopefully you are making some money while you're out and about, right? If you're more virtual, great. If you're a real estate investor, you can make money almost anywhere because there's properties everywhere. Are you looking at properties? Are you taking the flyers as proof and things like that? You know, seeing showings. You know, if anything, it's fun, but at the same time, you know, can you actually be, you know, using that as a potential business write-off? So there's lots of ways that you can get advantages just from that travel. And like I mentioned, other things. I mean, besides just travel, you know, tracking things you do. Can you go do things? You know, there's a category called meals and entertainment, or M&E as they call it. You know, are you going out to lunches or dinners with people that are potential clients or are clients? You know, the great thing is if you have clients or customers that are your friends, hey, why don't you go out and make it a great, fun evening? You know, just last week, I didn't end up, you know, I have to use my company to reimburse it, but I was going to go out to a movie. I didn't realize I would actually be talking to someone about my business, you know, and talking about some of that stuff, you know, so, you know, and I should know better, obviously. So obviously if you're going to a movie, you know, dinner in a movie or whatever it might be, you can write that off. So look for ways to do it. If you put on events, you know, look for ways to do that, write that off. Personal development. I mean, things that you do, a lot of times the things that I teach are business related or help you in business. That's why I tell people that you know, either buy products from me or even do services with me because we talk so much about business. Hey, that's a write-off. That's personal development. That's a write-off you can use, or consulting or whatever it might be. Those are great ways to get some great things. And like I try to do as additional to that is, you know, I tell people, hey, not only you get a write-off when you work with me, but on top of that, I'm helping you try to make that money back within a year anyways. So that's cool, right? It's how do we get that rate of return, make that a good investment, not just spending money. But if you're going to spend money, you might as well get a write-off for it, right? So lots of ways you can do expenses that way, but just be looking for ways of how can I do it. Important note when you're trying to write off things, personal clothing won't work. Even if you say you use it for business or even if you do use it for business, you cannot write off clothing as of currently. You can't write it off. Can't write off your underwear. Can't do that kind of stuff. I had somebody say, well, yeah, buy a suit when I go and speak. Sorry, I speak too. That still doesn't count. Now, if it has your logo on it, your company logo, then yes, you can write it off. But that's pretty much it. So unless you're going to stencil your logo into your underwear and you somehow show it off, you're probably not going to be able to write that off. Got it? So anyways, moving on. Hey, number two, and this applies to many of you, whether you have like a side business, you're an investor or whatever, but corporation makes a big difference. What kind of corporation you have? One, having corporation. But two, what kind of corporation makes all the difference? Some accountants will say, hey, unless you're not making at least $100,000 a year, you shouldn't have a corporation. First and foremost, one, that is a risky piece of advice they give you, because if you're ever sued, you would like something that separate you, your business, from your personal assets, wouldn't you? So from a liability standpoint alone, you should probably have a business. Whether you're a business owner or an investor, you should have some sort of corporate entity to protect you and keep your personal and business assets separate. But two, on top of that, I've seen situations where someone doesn't have to make that much money to justify it. I mean, even if you're just making money, we've had our accountants run the numbers. If you're making at least $10,000 a year in a corporation, you probably could save having like a corporation like an S corporation. I mean, there's different ones like LLCs, S corporations, C corps, and all kinds of things, PCs in different states. Here's the thing is that one thing is a big difference is that sometimes people have LLCs and sometimes they're taxed as S corporation. One problem with that is, first and foremost, if you're doing that, your accountant tells you to do that, hopefully you're doing the requirements that an S corporation requires, such as annual meetings and things like that. If you're not doing these things, if the IRS finds out and you're being taxed like an S corporation, but you're not doing the typical things with a few times a year with meeting minutes and such, you're going to get busted. You know, because S corporation does save you more money than an LLC. Give you an example. Say you make just $100,000 a year in your business, right? Now, most people, you do an LLC. The problem is because you're a business owner, you pay your FICA, your Social Security and Medicare tax, right? Your FICA tax. You're paying that because, you know, you've got, you know, typically if you work for a company, you're paying about 7.65% into that department. Now, what you may not know is that your company, if you work for a company, they also pay the other 7.65%. In total, just for the Social Security and Medicare, you're paying 15.3% as a business owner to that on top of your income tax, both state and federal. So what happens is that when business owners start making like six figures, they're like, man, it seems like half of my money is going to taxes. Well, that's because it probably is, because you're not taking advantage of the real tax breaks yet. You know, if anything, a business owner, you should be paying less than 20% to taxes, no matter how much you're making. You know, it's very possible you could be doing that. And so instead, like if you want to help reduce some of that Social Security tax, that 15.3%, if you have a S corporation, you're paid two different ways. You're paid as the owner and you're paid as the employee of the business. So say, for example, that just you basically have a set salary for as being the employee of your business, working in your business, $50,000 a year, and then working on your business as the owner of $50,000 a year in owner draws or dividends. If you're doing that, guess what? That actually will save you about $7,600 plus a year. I've actually had people that it's crazy, but just by changing the corporation, I had one guy who listened to, I did a webinar on this very subject. He listened to that, became a client of mine just right about like the end of November, beginning of December. And we rushed him in, got him in. Just by changing the way he got paid and the structure, we found over $10,000 a year. Even before I had my first meeting, I was like, hey, guess what? You've already had all your services paid for. Congratulations. You know, it was pretty cool. That was awesome. So those kind of things make a big difference. I've seen people save tens of thousands a year just by changing their corporation. Several clients have done that, especially where I had chiropractors and dentists and doctors. We a lot of times find tens of thousands a year with that. Other people might be thousands, but either way, it could be a big difference. So having a corporation, even if you're not profitable in your business, if you've got a side job or you have a spouse that has a side job, you can use your business to offset the taxes. And I've had several clients do this year where we say, hey, even though your business isn't that profitable, not a problem. You're actually offsetting their taxes. Therefore, they can increase their exemptions, you know, whatever they claim for dependents, increase that. And then they're taking home money every single paycheck. You're basically getting money, cash flow back every single couple weeks or every month because you're doing that. So that can actually equate not just to annual savings of tax returns, but actually monthly cash flow. And that can help you speed up paying off credit cards. It can help you build savings, security, peace of mind, put that into start investing it, whatever. That can be huge. I'm using huge a lot like I'm Donald Trump, aren't I? Here's another idea. Number three, you can hire your kids. We had a lady out in California where she was actually able to hire her children. The thing is, you can actually pay your kids a little over, but roughly about $6,000 a year, tax-free. Now, even if you go over that, their tax rate might still be less than yours. It might still make sense. But if you've got kids, you can actually have them hired through the business. Now, it does need to be a reasonable wage for whatever you have them hired for. But even if you've got toddlers or infants and toddlers could still be hired. You know, for example, they could be baby models. They can help you in things with your marketing, whether it be through photographs or videos or whatever. I know my kids actually got paid a couple years ago for playing in a park with a bunch of bubbles. They were in a bubble commercial. And they said, yeah, just play in this park for a couple hours. We'll film you, and then you're done. And then they got paid $10 an hour. And I know they were drastically underpaid at $10 an hour for actor-type fees. And so, yeah, you can look up in your area, see what typical models or actors are paid, and then you could pay your kids that for that kind of work. You could pay them for, I know one of my clients, he has four boys, and they are hired. They have their own cleaning service, and so they get paid doing that. The cool thing is we funnel it through his wife that then that pays them as an independent contractor, and we get some additional tax breaks. And so there's a whole cool thing that happens there to where he's sheltering tons of taxes. I think that's saving him roughly about that one's just that one strategy alone saves him over $10,000 a year. One of my clients in California who's in network marketing in a direct sales company, she her six kids, she's like, wait, Chris, are you saying I could pretty much pay my kids about $36,000 a year and it's tax-free? I said, yep. She did that strategy. That alone saved her $13,000 a year. So it works. Another one, I'm going to throw out just a bonus here. Another one to even consider, and I rarely ever find anybody who's ever done this. Only one person I found that did this outside of my own clients, and that's a thing called corporate rent. You can actually be paid. You can have your corporation pay you personally for the use of your home, like one day, just for one day's use, just like you do for a hotel. Because hotels, you got to pay for Wi-Fi wireless, you got to pay for the space, you pay for catering because you got to have food. You have all the same kind of amenities in your own home. What if you use your space just one day a month? That's 12 days a year. If you stay under 14 days a year, you don't pay passive real estate income tax. What ends up happening is that you can actually save yourself buku bucks. You know, for example, a typical Marriott, you might see it like Marriott being charged like $1,250 a day. Well, if you can find that, and whatever it is in your area, find that typical fee. Say it's $1,250. Let's use that number, $1,250, and say you just do that one day a month. That's $15,000 a year you can pay yourself tax free, and it still counts as income on your taxes, but it's just not taxable income. That will save you. That alone will save you between $3,000 and $6,000 a year. That's $3,000 to $6,000 a year. I actually remember on my own taxes we had adjusted it. And it actually did change the tax bill because we forgot. We're like, oh, whoops, sorry, forgot the category of this. Changed it. It was about $5,500 a year savings right there. So, again, you got to consult a professional. You got to consult an accountant. And they got to be the right person. And there are so few of those guys out there. But they are. That's why I make sure I connect my clients to the right ones and stuff. So, anyways, if you got questions about that, you're wondering if you're overpaying on taxes, you wonder if that, maybe that could be you and you want to save that now, you want to see if you can have that looked at, email me personally, Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at moneyripples.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y-R-I-P-P-L-E-S.com. And we can do that little review to see, because I'll tell you, you got to have not just the right account, you got to have the right team. You got to have the right strategies behind this. And every scenario is different. But I'm telling you, I have not found anyone who's profitable in their life or business that hasn't saved at least $3,500 a year doing just some of the strategies I taught you today. So the key is, will you take action? Will you actually do it? Or will you watch yourself overpay year after year after year like I've watched some people do? I hope that you're the type of person that says, hey, I want to get it done now and I want to be saving thousands of dollars year after year, because that builds up. That can lead to more freedom, peace of mind today. Everybody make a great and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.